Well, we started back in July. I think we started July 31st. Nationally, most cross-country seasons are 3 to 4 months. Ours is only 2 months, and so we have to do a lot of scrambling to get kids ready. Some of our kids ran June and July to build their base. Many kids were fishing. Some students actually are still fishing. So we're putting it together slowly. This being the first meet, we ran them on tired legs. We weren't expecting any personal bests. Our focus is regions in, I think it's just 4 weeks away. Our season will be over before we know it. So great group of kids. We've got some really great seniors that have been with us for a long time. On the girls' side, Melanie Chase, she's been running with us for 4 years, and Noah Sullivan's been with us for 4 years, and Jack Beyer for 4 years, and Cole Spurl. I think that's all the seniors. If I missed one, I'm sorry. But they're kind of the stalwarts of our program and have come in and done a really great job for us for years.
I noticed Melanie took second place among the Petersburg runners.
Yeah, she actually is one of those kids that ran all summer, and she's suffering a little bit from an injury right now. But that race up in Juneau on a really tough course, she nearly had a personal best. And so I'm expecting her to have a really great senior season, and kind of hopefully our other girls will rally around her to try to get another region championship and, you know, and get to state and be competitive up there.
So it seems like you really have to see the season as kind of where you're going to peak, because it's so condensed, just having a couple months to work with, just almost a month between the first meet and regions.
Yeah, I think it's of all the sports we have, it's the shortest. And the reason it's so short is that we can't get kids back to school much earlier than late July and early August. And you get into early October and it's up north, it's snowing. We've had snow actually in Anchorage a couple times when we've had meet. So it's an abbreviated season more so than any state in the country, just because of our location and weather.
So speaking of being outdoors and running in meets, there's a meet here at home. It's happening this weekend.
Yeah, we'll have 250 runners coming to town. So the town is going to be packed. They'll start coming Thursday
200,
night.
Did you say 250?
250.
Runners.
Yeah, that's
okay.
What we're expecting. And so we typically have the biggest meet of the year here because we have easy location to get to. Teams from the south and from the north. The only team we might not get, unfortunately, this weekend might be Haines, because Haines and Skagway have such a tough time coming down Lynn Canal without the fast ferry service and things like that. We're not sure if we'll see them, but it'll be a big meet. Yeah, it's going to be great.
So most of the schools in Southeast will be here?
Yeah, most schools. And the schools from like Prince of Wales will come up on Breakaway. Some will ferry in, and then a number of teams are actually going to fly in Friday night and leave Saturday afternoon.
Okay. So the meet is early on Saturday?
Yeah, there's a community race at 9 o'clock, and then the boys' race is at 10:15, and the girls' race is at 11.
Okay. What else should the town know?
We'd love to see as many people out as possible. It's just a nice way to send our seniors out. We had a home meet last year and this year, so it's really nice to have that show of support, and having all the community people out just supporting the runners has just been really great for our kids, and hopefully inspire some of these younger kids to pick up cross country in the fall.
Have we covered everything, or is there something you'd like to add?
For supporting for the cross country meet, we do have a fundraiser on Friday where we're going to have a spaghetti feed for the kids coming in. And this past weekend, a number of community members, Emil and Karen and Beth and Joanne, they put on the Rainforest Run. And the proceeds from that actually were a big fundraiser for us. And one of our runners, Uriah Lucas, went out and won it for us too. So he had a great run that day. And so it was kind of nice to see our kids who are running cross country going and doing some of these community races too, because that's one thing we're trying to build, is not just to have high school runners, but to build this culture of running. And so people realize that as they get older, that recreational running is just such a great thing for staying healthy and staying involved in the community. And it's nice when our kids start doing that. Jack Beyer and Uriah both ran the full half marathon. And so it was fun to see them do that.